And how would you, the other room, what if we were in the other room?
I would say in the other room.
Okay. Yeah, but how do you distinguish, what I'm getting at is, you say, well, I think we're going to paint one of the bedrooms. Now, we're not going to paint your bedroom, we're going to paint the other one. Now, what do you call the other bedroom? So what I'm getting at is how you distinguish one bedroom from another.
That's what we call the other bedroom.
Okay,
the
you call it my bedroom and the other bedroom.
Yeah, the other room.
Okay.
As soon as I say the other room, then she knows.
Okay, fine.
We have two beds in there and some books and things like that.
Uh-huh. Fine. It's interesting because some people, you know, some people call it the front bedroom, the back bedroom. Some people use terms. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get at. Which
at home we do that.
Uh-huh.
But
the people who use the room sometimes.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. Now, what? Any other rooms in the house?
Bath.
Okay. Are those all the rooms? And how about any rooms? What about when you come? What do you call that? You walk in the front. You open the front door down there. And what do you call that? You're standing then in the...
In the hallway.
And you come up, and what do you call that? You come up the what?
The steps.
And in the basement, are there rooms in the basement?
Yes, there are rooms in the basement, but they're owned by the family.
I see. I mean,
jointly used by...
No. Well, what kind of... Okay, that's fine.
They have utility rooms there, but we don't use them.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I was getting. Now, on a fireplace, you know the part of the fireplace that extends out on the floor, right on the floor? There are those bricks that extend out, maybe out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that? There's a knob on it, and there's a cricket on the...
I don't know.
That's an H. Not familiar with the word at all?
No.
Okay.
Never had a fireplace.
Okay. All right. How about, I'm going to ask
on
you
top,
this anyway.
Are you familiar with the mantle on top?
But what I was thinking of is in the fireplace itself, you have two things that stand up, and it might have the wood body.
The awnings. I think.
And how about a big piece of wood that you burn in the fireplace? You might call it
a log.
And small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Oh, kindling.
And if you're cleaning out a stovepipe, what do you clean out of a stovepipe?
Soot.
And what do you clean out of a fireplace?
Ashes.
And you're sitting in a...
Chair.
And all the tables and chairs in the house, you call that the...
Furniture.
A large piece of furniture in the living room that might have three cushions, call that a...
A couch. Since I've grown up, I call it a sofa.
Any other names? Have you ever seen a piece of furniture that looks like this? Did you ever have maybe around your house? This thing's up a little more. Looks something like that. And one person fits on it, and it has kind of a pillow that sticks up like this. Kind of a headrest that sticks up like this, and only one person.
A bunk?
Well, it's a...
A long time ago, no, when I was a kid, we called it a do-fold. Do-fold, yeah.
And the if you didn't have this sort of thing on the window, would you have a thing on rollers? You call that?
Curtain, no.
On